Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Wednesday morning, we've got an interview with Jackson Hastings dropping. We sat down with him during the week and spoke about his return to the NRL, obviously signing with the West Tigers. It's a very interesting situation. They've got a lot of sevens, a lot of sixes, a lot of nines, a lot of lock forwards as well. So it's going to be interesting to see where Jackson Hastings lands. He sheds a bit of light on what position he will be playing on Wednesday, but it is still up in the air. He talks about goal kicking as well, talks about what got him to the West Tigers, I guess how Madge convinced him to go, the involvement of Tim Sheens. There's a lot of moving pieces that have managed to land Jackson Hastings at the West Tigers. It's a sensational chat. He also touches on him personally, how he's grown since he left the NRL. We spoke to him a year ago. People that are keen podcast listeners here, that are long-term Rugby League Guru podcast listeners, would have heard Jackson talk a year ago. Even more water has grown under the bridge. He's learned even more lessons, and he's ready to return to the NRL and to rip into it as well. I'm very excited for him. This chat, we touch on the challenges that he's going to face next year. I said to Jackson, look, mate, you're going to be the guy they're going to blame if it doesn't go well. How are you going to deal with that? He talks about some of his strategies, how he's going to approach it, how he essentially can't make everyone happy, how there's going to be players and coaches in the NRL who are going to go after Jacko. That's the reality of his situation. He understands that and he owns that because of what has happened in the past, but he's only looking forward and he's just looking to be a better player and a better bloke every single day, and he certainly is heading in the right direction. As I said, I could have sat down with Jacko for another 3 more hours and spoke and could happily share a number of beers with him. A champion fellow who I think he's going to rewrite the narrative of Jackson Hastings very, very quickly. And the people that sent me messages bagging him, I think in 18 months' time, you're going to flip the narrative a little bit and have some egg on your face. I'm a big supporter of Jackson Hastings. I think he's going to do really well in the NRL. This little chat, we speak about some of the challenges with the West Tigers. And then at the back end, we speak about the single most important thing in Jackson Hastings' life. It is his family. He's a big family man and he always has been. This is a sensational chat. Just a little clip of the full thing, which will be available on Wednesday morning. So stay tuned for that one. This is one for all footy fans not to be missed. And I guess the last thing I'll ask you, you know, I know I can be honest with you. Cards on the table. You mentioned that, you know, a lot of what the media does is for clicks. The Tigers are one of those clubs that the media loves to beat on. Let's be perfectly honest here. Before you left, Jackson Hastings was one of the guys that the media loves to beat on. Realistically, if anything does go wrong, it's going to be a matter of time until it's you and Brooksy as the scapegoats. Have you got strategies to try and deal with that? Or, you know, what will you put in place to be able to deal with that better than what you did 5 or 6 years ago?
Yeah, I just know it's coming. Like, yeah. As I just said earlier, obviously there's a few sides in the comp that it'll be a shot at me and things like that. It'll be an easy headline. If we get beat, it'll be an easier headline. And I know there'll be a lot of sort of antagonizing and things like that, which is cool. Like, I'm comfortable with it. As I said, I wouldn't have come back if I wasn't ready for it mentally. The game itself isn't the issue for me. It's the stuff that comes sort of away from it and how I deal with that. And yeah, I'm definitely going to have things in place. I'm going to be surrounded by my family and people that care about me first and foremost, but just knowing that it's coming and being prepared for it and understanding that I've been here before and what not to do. I think that's my strategy. I know not what to do and I know what to say and I know like when to keep quiet, and being brutally honest with myself and understanding that the only people's opinions that matters are the people that are in the Tigers sort of four walls and your families, I guess. And so for me, I understand what's ahead of me. As I just touched on, teams we play, performances, all this, I know it's coming, and all I can do is put my best foot forward and play my best footy for the club and turn up every week with the right attitude and doing everything I can to be the best person and player I can be. And if the media want to have a crack at me for things I done 6 years ago, which 75% wasn't even true, that's up to them. So, I mean, I'm comfortable with my own skin. I'm comfortable with who I am becoming. I'm not satisfied with who I am fully yet, but who I'm becoming, definitely. And, I'm proud of the guy that hopefully I can become the next sort of 4 to 5 years.
When you get chirped on the field from opposition, will 2022 Jackson Hastings chirp back, or is he just focused on getting back to his business? I'm sort of half expecting you to say just worrying about my footy, but I think I know you well enough to know that you won't hide away from it.
I mean, like, I found out that there's different ways to go about it. I mean, like, the thing with talking for me was always because I was in a dominant team, and I found that easy. And then as soon as you get sort of put on the back foot in a team that isn't going so well, the tide sort of turns and you understand it from a different perspective. So for me, like, once again, it's sort of like the same with the media. I'm kind of expecting that from different individuals, maybe. I don't know who, but, like, I'm sure there will be a few easy words said about me, which is cool. It's part of the game. Banter's part of the game. And for me, whatever has ever been said on the field towards me always stays on the field. I'm not one of these people that take it away and bottle it up and hold it. It's cool with me, but no, definitely staying away from that. I'm just sort of concentrated on being the best player I can. I mean, there probably will be times in games where it's close and in the balance, and I might not be able to sort of help myself but have a little dig here and there, maybe if we're winning or something like that. But all in all, for the most part, I just want to be respectful to the opposition and play my role in helping us win and sort of do your talking on the field rather than with your mouth, if you know what I mean. So that's what I'm really looking forward to, just showing people that I'm different in that sense as well.
Mate, I guess the other thing I got a lot of questions about, which I'm sure you probably won't have an answer for me, but a lot of Supercoach players and fantasy players very keen to know if you'll be goal-kicking next year. I was just thinking, obviously Dewey's going to miss the start of the season, so I'd imagine you probably would be the first choice until he's back. I'd probably lean towards you will be first choice over him anyway, but I guess it depends if you're on the field for the full 80. Have you got any idea there?
Adam Dewey's got the keys to the city, the Tigers. So if Ads wants to kick goals, Ads will kick goals. I'll happily put my hand up to kick. Something I've always enjoyed. For some reason, when I went to England, no one thought I was a goal kicker, which I found bizarre. I don't know why. I've been messaging Darryl Halligan a little bit. I'm going to start back up with him. I done a lot of hard work with him at the Roosters when I was kicking there, and I kicked at a pretty high clip too, so it's something that I'm sort of comfortable with. That's all part and parcel of living and dying with the result too. Obviously, there's a lot of pressure on kickers these days, and you got some of the best kickers to ever kick. Like the way Nathan kicks a ball, Adam Reynolds kicks a ball, Jared Croker, these sort of guys kick at such a high clip that when you play against them, it could come down to that. So, I mean, there is that extra added responsibility and pressure, and if Adam wants to goal kick, then he can goal kick. As I said, he's sort of got the keys to the city at the Tigers there at the moment. So if I'm called upon, especially early on with Adam not being there, I'll definitely put my hand up to do it. And as I just said, I'm going to work hard with Darryl in the off-season regardless, just to stay ready if I am called upon.
Obviously, walking into the new club, do you feel like, even if you don't, you obviously won't have like a C next to your name or anything, but do you feel like that you are now a senior player that can show up on day one and talk at training and sort of be a leader around the West Tigers?
I just got to get that balance right, I guess, between doing that talking and sort of earning their respect with my actions first and foremost. I mean, and sort of things like making sure that you're not there just on time, you're there early, you're doing all the things you need to do to get ready for a gym session or a field session. You're going out of your way to get treatment. You're on the field early. You're in the meeting room, you're talking in the meeting room, you're owning up to things you do wrong, little things like that. And then when we get to the field, if I'm in a key position, obviously you're going to have a loud voice anyway, but just the way you speak to people, what I have learned is you can get different reactions out of different people by the way you speak to them, and not every one person's the same. And I think that's what makes the best leaders and best coaches. Like for me, I know for example, I'll use Gilly, who usually stands outside me. I know if there's a breakdown in play or there's a stoppage, I can walk up to him and give him a serve. And I know that I'll get a good reaction out of him, where I've learned there's some players that you've got to talk to in a different tone and talk to in a different way. And I was always similar. Like, I mean, if I got sprayed hard as a kid, I'd probably go the opposite way and either go into my shell or go, well, what the fuck am I doing? But, I mean, I've just learned to know what makes people tick and then in certain situations be able to use that to help them and the team be better too. So, yeah, looking forward to figuring people out and hopefully becoming a leader and being someone people can look to for sort of answers and ask questions.
It's one thing that when I look at that current Tigers squad, I think that there are such a range of personalities that I think it's really good to hear you say that because, I think that Rabbitohs team that he coached a few years ago, Madge, that was sort of a cookie-cutter sort of side that I think he could sort of be tough and rumble on all those guys. They'd all respond. I think you have got a different group at the Tigers, and I think realistically, I know it's only 7 or 8 years, but it's just a different time and so much has changed, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And that's what I found. This is why I respect Trent Robinson so highly as well. I've never really spoke about it, but the way he handles individuals, I suppose Wayne Bennett too, actually, the way they handle individuals is crazy how good it is. Like they both make everyone feel great about themselves in a different way. Like everyone needs different sort of love and attention and treatment, and those two are the best I've seen at it. Wayne, for example, on tour with me, would invite me to his room for an hour and would talk about everything besides footy. And then he'd go, righto, mate, get out. And it'd just be like, how good's that? I just sat there and spoke to Wayne Bennett. Like for me, as a 24-year-old, it was at the time, as someone that's looked up to Wayne and watched him for year on year on year. What is he now, 102 or something? I watched him so many years. Like for him just to invite me to his room and just chat about life and wanted to know what my sister's, what school was and what like their favourite colour was. And like just things like that you wouldn't expect from anyone, let alone the greatest coach of all time. So, I mean, for me, I sort of took that away and was like, right, how can I help young kids? And there was young kids at Wigan where like, I had to figure out pretty quickly, oh, I can't rough him up at training or I can't spray him at training. I've got to get him under the wing here and let him know I'm here for him. And then he'll react different. And there's plenty of kids in that team, if you ask at the start, they're like, oh, it was a bit much at the start, but he came and spoke to me, got me under his wing. We had a few beers. I understood what he was actually doing. It turned out and they messaged me all the time and I get thanked all the time. So, I mean, that makes me feel really good about myself and how far I've come as an individual.
And last thing, what does it mean to be able to get back with your family? I know that when we spoke last time, you came out of quarantine and it was just a 2-week marathon of every day. You were kicking the ball with your sister. You're at the beach or whatever. Dogs left, right and center. It must be a super exciting time for you, mate.
Yeah. And like, it's been hard because I missed a lot of big birthdays. Like the older of the two sisters just turned 18 this year, so missing that's hard. Obviously, single mum, 3 kids, like being able to help her out with running the girls around or the dogs or my granddad who's been ill and things like that. Just being able to help my family out is probably something that I've always been proud of and prided myself upon, like a lot of other people do. And just being able to be there for birthdays and just little things like that you miss, I guess. I mean, I'm a grown adult now. Birthdays to me don't mean as much anymore, but I know turning 18 and 21 and things like that mean a lot to the individual too. So just being around there to help them out, being back with my dogs and being back in the sun's another big thing too. But it'll be good to be home, just get back into the way of life that Australia is. It's completely different than England. England's a lot slower and probably more.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Relaxed, and the weather's definitely a lot more inconsistent, but being back here now, sun shining, hopefully play some good footy, enjoy family time, and just seeing people that I haven't seen for 4 years. You know, like when I come back, I don't really get to see everyone because I'm so indulged in being around my family and trying to make every poster winner there and getting around and see people that genuinely care about me and want to see how I'm going and things like that, that you sort of lose sight of people that you grew up with or people that are actually your friends. It's hard to sort of mingle and fit like those 5 weeks in with everyone. But now I'm sort of back. I had a phone call off a mate that I hadn't spoken to in literally 5 years, and he was that happy for me to be back and can't wait to have a beer and things like that. So I'm looking forward to little things like that. But I've made some of the best friends ever in my life in England. Like, honestly, obviously met Amelia over there, who without her going through a lot of hard times from the NRL to there, I would have struggled massive. Like, she was my rock there with her family. They did everything for me. It was like my home away from home. So without her and her family, I would have been in a bit of Barney. But then, like, the friends I met through her would be friends for life. I met a mate over there who's a lot older than me, but if I was married tomorrow, he'd be my best man at my wedding. So, I mean, things like that. Like, I struggled making close friends in the past and being in a big group environment. Now I've got some of the best friends I've ever made too. So, yeah, I'm going to miss England for sure. I'm going to miss what it did for me and the people I met, but really looking forward to being close to my family, my dogs, the sun, good coffee. Consistent coffee is a big thing, and just hopefully a good way of life, mate.
Jago, I sort of expected this to go for 20 minutes or so. We've obviously spoken underwater like we tend to do. I believe you're going to come on over the next few days to name a dream team. I imagine that must have, you would have had plenty of time on your hands, but it's a challenge, isn't it?
Hey, I've got it here. I've changed it. Like, I did. I remember when you asked me to do this, I was like, I'm not doing 13. I'm doing a 1-17. And I let you, but I've changed a few around. I've even got a coach, bro. So, like, I'm ready for it. I think, like, when I look at it, I'm actually looking at it now. When I look at it, it'd be hard to argue with a lot of the positions. Obviously, the halves are always going to be one, I reckon, where people go, well, you could have had him, you could have had him, and there's so many people that you could have picked there. But I think my back row people might disagree with that maybe and things like that too. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to letting you know what it is. My bench is good though. Geez, you'd like to bring this bench on, I'll tell you that much.
No, you've told me your bench, and I'm a little bit upset that is your bench sometimes. We've got a few bones to pick on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.